With some time to reflect following Tuesday's election, Andy Bierman says he's excited to serve as mayor and grateful for the community's support.
I want to express a big thank you to the Park City community for having trust and faith in me and supporting me. And also a big thank you to the tons of volunteers and people that opened their houses and took time with me.
While the final financial disclosure forms haven't been filed yet, as of those filed at the end of October, Bierman had raised more than $48,000, $17,000 more than his opponent. 4 years ago, when he ran and lost to Jack Thomas, the numbers were similar, with Thomas spending more than Bierman did and winning the election. Yes, he says it takes money to win.
Unfortunately, I think it depends on the race, and in the race with Jack, I didn't think I needed to spend that much money, and I backed off of fundraising and actually sent a little bit back or turned it down at the end, and I wished I had spent more money to get my name out there. And I felt like with the fact that Dana was a local celebrity, a three-term mayor, he was better known in town, and I felt the need to spend some additional money. And in particular, I did things I hadn't done much before, which was do direct mail, because there are people that don't listen to the radio, believe it or not. Don't read the paper. And I was running into them as I was knocking on doors, and they didn't know me. So I made a point of doing a lot of mailing, which kind of goes against my green ethos, but I think it helped me win.
Bierman says he got the information from the county clerk's office about who had not voted, and he targeted those who had not cast a ballot in the final weeks of the election with direct mail.
I had some targeted lists. Certainly, you can get the voter registration info from the county, and you can see who your voters are or who's likely to vote. And I focused on that. So rather than sending out 5,000 copies and double for households and that, we pruned that down.
Winning with a cushion of some 250 votes over his opponent, we asked Bierman if he considers that a mandate from citizens.
I think a mandate's a strong word. I think we got reinforcement that the city is moving forward with community values, and people are relatively happy with that. But I mean, a 55% support on it still means 45% of the town like the other guy. Now, whether that was personal because he's a friend or they like his tone, or whether that had to do with policy, it's hard to tell. Ditto whether people supported me. But I think all in all, my take, campaigns are educational. You have interactions with hundreds, if not thousands, of people over the course of that campaign, and I had 5 months getting a lot of feedback from the public. And in general, I think we are absolutely on the right track, although I think there's a lot of adjustments that need to be made, and there are a lot of things we can do better. And I hope to sort of dig into those as I debrief from this campaign and have some time to go back through my notes and think about it and figure out what we need to focus on over this next year.
We also asked Bierman about the criticism from one of his ardent supporters about KPCW's coverage of the election and what she considers, in her words, quote, a complete lack of KPCW's usual style coverage of all things election, including the results. For the record, 4 years ago, KPCW broadcast one live general election candidate form compared to three this year, 6 hours compared to two 4 years ago. Bierman had this to say.
I think there was a little gun-shyness by the media on both sides. I think both campaigns were emotional, and there were some complaints when either Dana or I got coverage on the radio or in the paper. And so I think that probably impacted the amount of time we had on air or in print near the end of the campaign. To me, having done several of these, it seemed like it was very quiet at the end. But some of that might have had to do with mail-in voting, too. It's a very different rhythm than the crescendo you get when everybody, you know, you wave signs on Tuesday and we all vote at the end. So I think we're all getting used to that pattern. And I think the coverage, by and large, was good.
That's Park City Mayor-elect Andy Bierman. The city council won't look for a new member to replace him until the seat is actually vacated in early January. Bierman says the council will notice an application period and will then meet to publicly select his replacement. He says he wants to have someone in place by the February retreat. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.